Thank you, Brad. Today's Board of Supervisors meeting features a full slate of agenda items, including updates on the county's proposed outdoor marijuana cultivation measure, backing a state plan to ban the use of plastic bags, and of fiscal concern, a projected $2.9 million deficit. Citing decreased revenue from sales taxes, timber yield tax, and increased costs for health care and retirement funds, the board will consider whether or not to lay off 4 employees from the County Aviation Department. If the board decides to follow staff recommendations in regard to the layoffs, it must do so quickly because employees must receive 21 days' notice of the layoffs before the new fiscal year begins. In the afternoon session, the supervisors will receive an update on the community response to a proposed county marijuana ordinance. Some of the common themes that were suggested by public comment following 3 community meetings are the need to regulate a largely unregulated workforce for those who grow and process marijuana, and whether or not it's better to use current resources to enforce laws already on the books. Staff recommendations for the board are to redirect resources being used for the ordinance to the enforcement of current laws and developing ordinances specific to each region of the county, while also developing a policy in case that marijuana legalization happens in California. On Friday, the sheriff's office was contacted by the father of a missing juvenile, 15-year-old Michelle Hibberts Goodwin from Eureka. Hibberts Goodwin was last seen in the area of Eureka High School at approximately 2:30 p.m. and was supposed to take the bus home, but she never showed up. Hibberts Goodwin is a white female, 5'2", 125 pounds, with blue eyes and blonde and black hair. She goes by the nickname Elle and was last seen wearing jeans with sparkles and a black top. Anyone with information regarding Hibberts Goodwin is asked to contact the sheriff's office. On Saturday, the sheriff's office responded to a 911 call regarding a road rage incident 2 miles past the Harris Alder Point Junction on Alder Point Road. When deputies arrived on scene, they spoke with the victim, a 28-year-old male resident of Alder Point. He said he was driving a U-Haul truck when he became involved in a traffic accident with 31-year-old Eureka resident Terry Robinson. Robinson then exited his vehicle carrying a metal pipe and proceeded to strike the victim on the arm several times and breaking the driver's side window of the U-Haul truck. Robinson was still on scene when deputies arrested him for assault with a deadly weapon, and he was booked into county jail. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There are a few issues that are always up for discussion in Humboldt County, issues that always seem to be the focus of one program or another, or being deliberated by one governing body or another. Homelessness is one of those issues, and for Supervisor Estelle Fennell and the city of Garberville, it's one that always is being considered. Fennell said that the county government provides assistance to those who wish to take advantage of it.
The county does provide a lot of services for people who are down on their luck. I mean, we've got a satellite office of the Department of Health and Human Services in Garberville. You can be referred to some of the centers here in the northern part of, well, in the Bay area of Humboldt County. There are things that the county is doing.
Fennell went on to say that government can't do the job alone. The private sector and, more importantly, local churches need to help as well.
The private sector and most especially the spiritual sector needs to be involved. It is the traditional role of the church to help the needy. And I actually sat at one of the tables with one of the pastors and then met another one just the other day at a Rotary function, and he said, you know, if every church took in one or two homeless people, there wouldn't be any.
Homelessness affects each and every community on the North Coast, and the search for the most effective way to deal with it continues. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.